The Biggest Loser is back on USA Network, and host Bob Harper is joining us to talk about the competition. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
You did some checking to see when you were last on with us. It was January 28th, 2013. So, what's new? Anything big happened in your life at all, or?
No. Since 2013, nothing's been going on with me. I feel like my life has completely changed. I think 2013, so that was, what, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gosh, that was back when Loser was on NBC, and, you know, then all of a sudden we were on, we came back onto the reboot on USA. I've had a heart attack since then. I mean, life is just different.
Well, and that's something that we reported, the heart attack in 2017, and by all accounts, you were leading a pretty healthy life after all. You were, you know, on The Biggest Loser for so many years helping others. For those who might not be familiar, and maybe you're already sick of talking about it, but you were at the gym when this all happened.
Yep. I mean, you know, people are always going to find me at a gym, and the fact that my place of relieving stress and you know, finding my community was the place that I died and, you know, came back to life. And let me tell you, I had to really go into a lot of soul searching to find the courage to go back into the gym. And I never thought I'd ever have to do anything like that. I mean, that was like such a hard thing for me.
Let me ask you, and you're far more of a fitness expert than I, so that this is why I wanted to ask. I mean, we know that there are some people's habits, actions that could lead to a heart attack, right? An unhealthy lifestyle. What were you doing? And I don't know if the word is correct, but what were you doing wrong? Was there anything that led to this that you were doing on a regular basis that perhaps led to this?
No, there was nothing that I was doing, and I think that before I had a heart attack, I, like so many people, had an idea of what a person at risk of a heart attack looked like. I mean, it was a person that was overweight. He wasn't eating
right,
the way that he should be eating. Smoked, drank, you know, all these things. And it's like I've learned that we are all at risk, and what we need to know is really we have to know what our bodies from the inside out. Because, again, it's like it's not about judging a book by its cover because, you know, technically, I was visually, I'm the healthiest, fittest I was in my life, and this happened to me, and I had a genetic issue that I was completely unaware of.
What were your takeaways from the experience? And I mean that, like, physically, actively, not the emotional things, but have you changed your workout routine? Are you having to go a little bit easier now? Like, what's changed?
I think a lot has changed. It's not that I can't go at the level that I used to go. It's now that I don't really have the desire to. I mean, I was always that guy that wanted to work out as hard as I could every single day, push new limits and new boundaries, and I don't have that kind of need to do that anymore. I still do CrossFit. I don't do it as often as I used to. I'm more focused on I do a really intense hot yoga. I do that practically every day now, and it challenges me, it pushes me, but I don't know. I find it to be a much more controlled environment, and it's something that I really like doing that now.
Well, and now you get to watch people push themselves to the limits on the show, right? You can do it from the sidelines in a sense now.
Well, you know, I've always loved being a trainer on Biggest Loser because, you know, I get to show people their capabilities when they don't know them. And, you know, it's like, so I get to push them and I get to challenge them. And now with the reboot, I'm the host of the show. So I'm actually pushing them in a completely different way. And it's a mental way. I mean, we have these two fabulous trainers that are pushing them in the gym, and I get to push them in the support groups that we do now every single week.
But I need to know, are you watching as it's playing out and wanting to get in there and be the usual Bob that we know from the show?
Absolutely. I mean, I have FOMO so hard sometimes when I'm watching them. in the gym when I watch the show every Tuesday night, and I'm just like, oh my God, I want to get in there, and I want to do, this is what I would do, or, yeah, you know, it's like I think about that, but, you know, they're in good hands. Erica's like, you know, I love that girl.
Let's talk about the competition, because I know when the teams go from, you know, red to blue to their own, there's a pretty big shift for them sometimes, isn't there?
Yeah, and we're doing that this week. This is when they don't have that cushion, that comfort zone of a team to help them. It's all about what they're doing, and I think that it's such a good transition because it's kind of what real life is about, right? It's like, you know, when it's time for them to go home, they're not going to have a team to support them, and this is when they start to really learn what they need to do on their own. And I think that there's really great takeaway there.
Now, when it comes to the at-home challenge, I have to know who you think is doing the best and who's maybe slacking a little.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. I'm taking everyone. I really think that the women, we have some really powerful women this season, and I really like that. It's like anytime I'm drawn to strong women. So I think about like Christy and Terry that were on the red team, and Kim that was on the blue team. It's like, you know, I think that I saw so many changes in them, and it wasn't just about like, you know, how much weight they lost. I saw mental changes in a lot of the women that that really resonated with me.
We're almost out of time, but you mentioned Terry. I know that the show made headlines. She had a bit of a incident. She broke her ankle, right, during a competition.
Yes. I mean, I got to tell you, when I was watching, of course, because I knew it was about to happen, and I mean, I was cringing when it was about to happen because, Terry is such a wonderful person, and, like, you know, it happened, and, we got her care immediately, and, you know, she did so well, but it was just still, I just felt so bad for her.
I think a lot of viewers are saying, you know, keep going, keep, well, we saw it on the show, she's also being told, keep going, keep going, and I realize that, you know, a broken ankle or broken arm isn't a reason to stop working out, right? You should always be exercising, but this competition is pretty intense. So should she be continuing in the competition, though?
You know what? I think that what you're going to really see with Terry is someone that has the that mind shift, and there is a way to work around injuries, and you shouldn't, unless, you know, your doctor is like, right, don't do this if you can't be weight bearing. You know, can I get in the pool? I mean, there's different options. But, you know, one thing that you really need to focus on, and I tell this to everyone, is how you're eating and what you're eating and when you're eating. And I think that because nutrition is the number one catalyst to losing weight. Exercise, yes, it helps. But it's all about what you're eating first and foremost. And, you know, Terry's really going to put that to the test.
And the big finale is coming up on March 31st. $100,000 on the line. But really, I mean, the big prize is a healthy lifestyle, right? The big prize is a new outlook on life. Up to this point, though, I'm sure you're proud of everybody who's made it through the competition. But you must have a favorite. You can tell us.
Well, I do have a couple of favorites. And, you know, I have no problem talking about, like, the people that I really love the most. And I think that, like, Kyle, our boy on there, mm-hmm, that was on the blue team, his struggles of coming out as a gay man, it really resonated with me, and just like, I will always have a little special place in my heart for Kyle.
Okay, and so then on two aspects to this question, who has surprised you the most, and who's maybe disappointed you or let you down?
Well, I think that I think letting down is kind of a harsh way to put it, but I think that Micah was someone that, like, I really had such high expectations for, and I think that he, you know, he pushed himself mentally and physically. I feel like there could have been more. I think that he could have gone deeper, and that's what I was looking for Micah. And I think that when you see the transformation with all the contestants in the finale, I mean, there's so many great ones, and it's not all about just like how they look, but it's how they act and how they feel. And when you see Kim and you hear her story, it's like, I think Kim was like, you know, huge success story this season.
Well, we're going to be watching the competition. When can we catch The Biggest Loser, Bob?
Tuesday nights on USA at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us. Great chatting with you.
Thank you.